Welcome to day 25 of the Art of Ritual Meditation course. Once again, take your seat and close your eyes and feel your body resting in space. Just feel the feeling of gravity. Feel the solidity or apparent solidity of your body against your seat or upon the cushion. And then let the body resolve itself into a cloud of fleeting sensation. Allow your awareness to begin to focus on the breath in the midst of that cloud of sensation. Take a moment to notice whatever mood you feel now. Are you restless? Happy? Depressed? Is there a tone of this feeling coloring your awareness in this moment? While this practice is generally not about manipulating experience, it's just about noticing experience, and that begins to change experience on its own, I want you to notice today that you can actually change your experience quite suddenly, or at least that it's possible. For instance, you know what it's like to be happy. You know what it's like to smile. And to have a smile in your mind. So in this moment, try to just put a smile in your mind. This may be a matter of subtly engaging the muscles in your face to first pattern the behavior that you want to mimic in your mind. But on the inside, in consciousness, smile. See if that changes the way you feel in this moment. You actually know what it's like to be without a care in the world, to have nowhere to go, to have no regret, to have nothing but attention happily placed in the present. It may not have been recent, it may have been just a moment ago, but this experience exists within you. See if you can suddenly, in a flash, access that state of mind and embrace this moment. You have the rest of your day to be worried or busy. You have the rest of your day to feel the urgency of all you need to get done. But in this moment, completely surrender all of that. the moment you notice you're lost in thought, focus and notice the thought itself without judgment. Judgment is just another thought. Then return to the breath. For the last minute of this session, open your eyes and with a very wide gaze, simply stare into the space in front of you. And whatever you see, whether it's objects on your desk or books on a shelf or trees outside your window, whatever you see, simply let your visual field resolve into a pattern of color and shadow. Try to relinquish your concepts about the objects you see and gaze upon the raw data of visual perception. It might help to imagine that you are seeing everything in a mirror. A mirror has no depth. There's just light on the surface of the glass. See if you can notice that about your visual field. It's just light, absent of interpretation. Okay, well, we looked at a new practice today. Not so much a practice as a kind of insight. And it's the recognition that we only tend to feel the way we feel moment by moment, and that it's always possible to suddenly feel different. Not always under our control, but always possible. The shift can be subtle, but it can also be quite revolutionary. The moment you notice that you're feeling cranky or bored or angry or in some way dissatisfied, it's possible to be mindful of that and to notice the half-light of that emotion. And that is mostly the practice I recommend here. But it's also possible to, in a flash, feel another way, to access a different attitude. Once you have some degree of mindfulness, it can be a matter of deciding to do that, remembering that you can do that. You have the capacity to suddenly be content, to suddenly be grateful to have this moment in life. You can suddenly remember that you love people. Emotions aren't light switches, but remembering that these shifts can happen in the normal course of life can begin to make a shift for you. Consider feeling neutral. We're being focused on work, and then suddenly hearing the best news you could ever hear. Your mood would instantly transform. If that capacity exists in us, we can at least attempt to call upon that capacity at need. It doesn't take a lot of momentum or preamble to access these states. So as you go about your day, if you feel the mediocrity of ordinary life beginning to intrude, you might experiment with this. Just remember how much you love your family, your children, your parents, your friends, or the beauty of the natural world in your favorite place. Or just arbitrarily put a smile in your mind, if only for a moment. In any case, good luck with trying that out, and I'll see you back here soon for the next session of the Art of Ritual Meditation course.